This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 71 for Tuesday, October 1st, 2013. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
It's time to ink it up.
Woo! All right, so we have a very special guest here with us this evening, sitting in Lisa's chair.
Very funny.
Well, you know.
What? You don't like it?
No.
Brian doesn't like my haircut.
It's growing on me. It really is. So, Lisa got her haircut and she did herself up today. So, she looks great.
So I was frumpy yesterday?
No, you were not frumpy.
You
were spectacular yesterday. I'm losing this battle. Let's talk about pens, shall we?
No, you're still all like confused about the bangs.
Well, I am. You know, I haven't seen you in bangs since we first met at the 2003 Chicago Pen Show.
Yep.
Show that picture? If I can find that.
Sure. That's fine. Go ahead if you want. If you have it, knock yourself out. But I was looking at pictures of Aziza and I that Christy Dick took, and I've been talking about it and thinking about getting my hair cut. I used to have bangs and just let it all grow, and it was pretty much down to my waist, and it was just always in the way. So I whacked off about 3 inches and cut the bangs. And so now, next time Aziza and I have our picture taken together, we'll both have hair that's about the same length and bangs. We'll be like twins from different mothers.
All right, so I'm going to share this picture because if you haven't seen it,
it's bad.
Okay, listen. It's not great for me.
Either one of us.
So here's the picture, and here we go.
It started it all.
Yeah, this is. Can you see that there? This
no. Is the, there you go. There Brian you go. And I.
2003 really Chicago Pen Show. I'm wearing.
You're wearing a shirt that says that's got Esterbrook embroidered on it, and I'm wearing. It's a aqua t-shirt, but over it I have a shirt, a button-up shirt that has pens on it. So yes, yeah, we really truly are that dorky.
And Lisa has these like awesome bangs, and I have a ponytail.
Hair was longer than mine.
It might have been. If you look at the picture, you can see that it. Anyway, so there's that from 2003. This is the first time we actually met in person.
Yep. So that was fun.
I had that on my desk for quite a while.
I did too. So. I did too. I would just open it up and look at you.
So I have much shorter hair now. All right. Let's see what else. Actually, we're trying the camera switch today.
I get the good camera today.
Yeah, so
let us know what you think.
Looks like we're going to be buying another camera, although the one I have isn't so bad. So, all right, so
that way we'll both be bright and cheery. My mom commented she liked your camera much better.
Ah, okay.
So,
what did we do this last weekend?
We drove somewhere crazy. Actually, it was one of the shorter. I think it's the second shortest drive technically. Even Columbus is a little longer.
Even Columbus is longer? Okay.
Yep.
So
we went to Detroit, baby.
Well, now technically it's Troy, right? So
Troy yes.
is north, just north of Detroit proper.
I have no idea because the GPS flaked out again. You took a picture, right? And you put it on Facebook?
I do. I know. I have it on Instagram. Actually, okay. I think I can show it here.
We get off the highway, and what you do when you get off the highway right there at the hotel. I mean, you're like half a mile. You could walk. You get off the highway, you turn left onto this kind of frontage road, and then you turn right onto the road the hotel is on, and the GPS says off-road.
There it is, off-road.
Like, seriously? I can see the hotel from here. Off-road.
Well, and the funny thing is that's 2 years in a row now it's done this, so.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was kind of funny.
But I was kind of hoping it wasn't going to do that. But, you know, it's
because we bought a new GPS and we programmed it to eliminate some of that and the middle of the night in the middle of nowhere, Arkansas, getting lost. But, you know, it's every trip we take is an adventure.
So we, yeah, absolutely. So we got in about, what was it, about 6:30?
Well, we both had busy Thursdays, and so we left. We didn't bring quite as much because it is a smaller show, and so we thought that we would have a little bit more room, which would be nice to be able to see out the back. And so we drove. I
always seem to follow that up, though.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. So we started out, we stopped somewhere along the way, took a little nap, and had a really nice breakfast at Panera at like right at 5:30 or something.
Yeah, and of course, I should mention, I promptly spilled coffee on my only pair of jeans in my shirt.
Yeah, it was hot, honey.
It was really a coordinated effort.
But this was right after the GPS took us to the back door of Panera.
Yeah.
Not the front entrance, so that was a little...
The back door, yeah. If we were making a delivery of coffee or something...
Yeah, it would have been great.
Bread, so we were right there.
A little bit annoying, to say the least, at 5:30 in the morning, but we figured it out, got to the right place in the plaza, had a nice breakfast, got to the hotel, and... after we waited for a little bit, they let us in to the room early, and so we slept, which was heaven.
Well, we got there, and they said, well, you can go to the breakfast. I wasn't sure if it was complimentary or not, and apparently it was, but we had just eaten, so they said, well, we got to wait, and we ended up, like, I don't know, I dozed off, and it must have been about an hour later, and lady comes over and says, oh, I didn't hear you.
I didn't see you. I thought you were still having breakfast.
Yeah, so, and here I'm sleeping in the chair.
Yeah.
In the lobby, so.
But it was fine. And so we got in there, slept for like 4 hours, which
was
awesome.
Awesome.
And then went out, unpacked the car, got in there, and it's a small ballroom. It's just one ballroom and then kind of a little annex room where the organizers take the money. They have a big sign out front.
But it's cozy.
Everybody's really happy to be there, and the traffic, I thought, was very good. And, you know, the vendors who were there had really cool stuff.
Yes, yes, very good. Very, very...
Too much.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just how it goes sometimes. But it's a really a good show for the size of show. I'm always impressed at the quality of merchandise.
Yep.
And I mean, you know, sometimes you go to a show and you're like, well,
yeah.
You know, you want to bring something home, but there's not much to choose from.
No, there were some great deals. Someone was liquidating an estate for the wife of a friend, or the wife of a club pen collector who had passed on, and that stuff. You got a bunch of stuff, but that stuff.
Is it my turn to show the baggies?
Yes. So Brian, I'm setting up, and see anything.
You got to back up. You got to back up a bit because this wasn't first thing we saw. Right. So we walk in. The first person we see is our good friend Jerry Adair.
Oh man.
And that dude, if you don't know Jerry,
don't get to know him because Brian wants to keep him a secret. So.
Yeah. Fred. Fred is his name, right?
Yeah.
He's got really great pens. A super nice guy. He's funny, and he's got this big, huge
monstrosity
sitting on the table, and I walk over there, and here's this cast iron. I think the base is, I don't know, it's cast iron. It's heavy.
Yeah.
Lathe.
So we bought it.
We hadn't taken a box out of the car yet, and but
yeah, we wandered in just to make sure that you know it was in the same place, and to make sure that the tables were set up because it was an hour or so before, and you know at some shows depending on the hotel sometimes they're still setting things up or moving things around, and nope, Jerry's in there, and It was nice.
It was nice.
It had a lot of stuff.
He had all the accessories and all the tools and pretty much everything you need. Because, you know, sometimes you see a lathe and it's like, and it's fairly inexpensive, but then you have to buy all the tools and you have to buy all the supplies and all the stuff. Everything was there, including the manual. There were two manuals, which were actually, and sitting at his table was kind of garnering some attention from some of the other guys. In fact, Carl... Carl Seidel and I were kind of, for a minute there, I thought Carl was going to scope in and grab that the manual for the lathe, because neither he nor Jerry had seen the manual. So it was a pretty hot ticket item. I mean, it wasn't terribly cheap, but really nice unit, and we're glad to bring it home.
Well, it's heavy.
It's very heavy. Two essentially there's a big huge box of accessories and then another case of stuff, so
came with a boatload of part. The only thing I recognized was a caliper.
There was a caliper, yeah.
There
so
were all sorts of weird things and attachments, and I don't know.
So and some of you are wondering, like, what the heck are you going to do with the lathe? Okay, so really I bought this because, you know, I buy all these pens without caps, so now I can make the cap and the section. No, I can't make the nib, but I can make a cap.
I didn't say anything.
All right, I'm just saying. But you know, it's gonna be great for making parts. It's gonna be a pretty steep learning curve. I haven't used a lathe since I was in high school. So.
Shop class,
yeah, which is pretty much where everybody did. But so that's the first thing we ran into. And then there was this...
this little minor feeding frenzy. Brian jumped into, and next thing I know...
I had to.
I need money. I need money.
Well, you know, it was more like, just set these aside. I mean, you know, here's a selection of nice Vacumatics, 51s. I've got green, blue, copper, double jewel green. I've got Cordovan 51.
You got gray. Some
I've
nice
got
stuff.
Green. I've got a teal. How about this?
He came back with
a... There is a whole pen that goes along with this.
That doesn't impress me.
This doesn't impress you?
No.
This is a Vacumatic Junior. I think this one's 39. You can see right through the barrel. Really, really super nice looking pen. What else did we get? Oh, we got a bag of Esterbrooks.
Well, we bought a bag of 24, and then later... I bought a tray of 9, so yeah, we ended up with a huge.
Yeah, there's 30.
Like you can't wrap your hands around.
And then a couple of let's see, I got a wasp. I have three snorkels, touchdowns, including another one with a stub nib. So that's 2 weekends in a row I've gotten stub nibs on a snorkel. In fact, you can probably see that thing. Look at that.
Yeah.
It's tough to see, but you know, it's tough to find a stub nib snorkel, and then to get them 2 weekends in a row is pretty awesome. So,
it was a good selection.
Big, huge bag of Esterbrooks. This is awesome.
Which, by the way, for everybody listening and watching, it's gonna end up on the thing behind him for a while with all the other baggies.
Oh, come on.
No, you do. You get to it when you can.
I get to it. I'm already working on.
I know.
I'm already working on the Vac Junior. I'm working on because I think that's pretty. I got a couple 51s that I'm working on, and
it's probably the least impressive of all the stuff you bought.
Really? You don't think that's impressive?
I like some of the Vacs. You bought some pretty.
This is a Vac. This is a Lockdown.
The regular Vacs.
You don't. There's the cap for it.
Yeah, I'm not impressed.
That's cool. That's really cool. Okay, then I'm gonna keep it because that's cool. She didn't hear me.
I'm ignoring you.
She's ignoring
I'm answering
you.
Paul in the chat.
You're answering Paul. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah,
yes,
I
Paul,
mean,
my goal is to have it all on the site and out of my other office.
You know, it's just a matter of, I've got to go through some of it. But I mean, this was literally, most of this was literally in the first, first hour?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Uh-oh. Mom's in the chat.
Everybody say hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Yeah, Mom bangs again. Deal with it. Mm. You and Brian both just deal with it. So anyway, yeah, so within the first hour, Brian has purchased a big handful of pens. Did you get the Estes at the same time, right?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so a boatload of Estabrooks. Later on, a lady brought in a pen, and we bought that. And right before the end of the show, I think on Saturday, I bought the 9 Estabrooks. So...
The buying was really, really good in Detroit. And it always seems like it is, and you always classify as a special case. But everybody's saying hi to Mom. That's awesome. Yep.
Well, Bert Oser has a really good approach. If a show is not really big, or if you're not selling a lot, you should buy a lot. Which sounds counterintuitive, but the point is that if you buy it to resell it, then you can sell it and make money later. So
I like the philosophy. I like to buy them.
Wait. Jenny in the chat says, I think at Long Island I'm going to ask Lisa for money since it works so well for Brian. Doesn't hurt to ask, Jenny.
Yeah, well, you know. So it was just like the first hour, right? So
I'm always impressed with how well trafficked the show was. Now the show was actually from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Friday.
Yeah, so it's not very long.
It's not very long. It's certainly not early, but it works well for them. Because for the show organizers, because you catch the people ducking out of work early on Friday, or you catch the collectors who are kind of sneaking in an hour on the way home from work, and I'm always impressed with how good the traffic is, considering it's Friday for 4 hours.
It's always good.
Yep.
I don't know what kind of advertising those guys are doing, but they do a good job.
Keep it up.
Keep it up. Doing a good job. So.
And Saturday.
Should we back up to? We didn't really finish Saturday.
Friday.
Friday. Sorry. Close up at 7. We had dinner.
Yes, we did. We had dinner with Brian and Andrea.
Greg, and Andrew.
And Andrew, and now Andrew is a challenge for me. Because I just think he's adorable, and I just want to hug him, and he always runs from me, because it's kind of a game now for us. So I decided to play hard to get. Didn't hug him, hardly talked to him, and it worked. I got my Andrew hug later. But we went to, where'd we go? California Pizza Kitchen.
Starting to become an annual tradition here.
Yes, we go out every year on Friday night together, 2 years in a row now. So we decided we were going to... to make it an annual tradition, and we had phenomenal food.
Yeah, it was great.
Last year,
that's where we developed the bulb filler.
Right.
At that very location. So.
Although it was actually nice to not talk business this time.
Yeah, we didn't really talk much business.
It was really kind of nice to just be two couples, and a well-behaved 8-year-old having food and having a good time.
Yeah, food was good.
My salad with roasted veggies and seared salmon was to die for.
I mean, looked good. I would have even eaten it, probably.
It was yummy. Super yummy. And then we had dessert. And your beer, you and Brian, did you take a picture?
I don't know what I was thinking. We should have. So we ordered, Brian and I both ordered a single beverage, and I ordered a Newcastle, and I'm used to, I guess, on this side of the lake.
Or something.
The 12-ounce Newcastle, right? And this thing comes.
It's a pint.
It's a pint. I've never seen a pint Newcastle before. I mean, I
need
to get out more often. Yep. And then Brian had, I don't remember what he had.
He had a Stella.
A Stella, yeah, it was even bigger. I guess it was
still a pint, but it was just the shape of the bottle. Yeah,
it was huge.
Everybody, the four adults, all just looked and commented like, "Holy cow!
Yeah,
what did you order?
Yeah,
yummy." And we got back to the hotel, and we had yummy dessert, and then went back to the hotel and kind of passed out. It was a long day. And then Saturday rolled around. We did the same thing.
Well, it was nice because Saturday didn't start till 10 o'clock.
10, yeah.
So we got a chance to sleep in a little bit and then to check out the new this year restaurant.
Sort of using that term loosely.
Very loosely.
It has amazing potential.
It's open. That's potential.
Wow. It has some nice wood trim, and definitely it's been closed up for a while. And, you know, you get a free continental breakfast, and that was fine. I expected more than some stale English muffins, some little mini bagels.
They're tiny.
And the
really
little
tiny
mini muffins, and then, what was it? Frosted Flakes and Cheerios in a big bowl that you'd
supposedly there must have been waffles there at some point because there was a waffle maker, but I don't know. I mean,
yeah. So we each had like a token something, which was not going to be enough to tide us over. And then we walk into the annex room of the showroom, and somebody had gone to Panera and gotten a bunch of bagels.
I think there was more bagels there than there was people, so.
Yeah. So that was nice.
That was very cool. And coffee. So.
And coffee. So that was wonderful. I think we should look into sponsoring coffee next year.
Yeah, I think so. I'm drinking some right now. I love it.
There you go. Now, one of the things that we saw, and I think you have a video of this, on Mike Krutt.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Krutt, our good friend Mike Krutt, had all sorts of cool stuff at his table, including a display that was, is it identical to one you picked up at that auction?
Yes. Okay. It's exactly, it's a English Parker display that lights up, and it has, I'm not 100% sure, so.
Some kind of car.
Car aficionados, don't kill me, but I think it's a Rolls Royce. And on the backdrop, and then I think it says dual fold on it or something like that.
Yeah, it's cool.
Parker UK, it's very cool.
But even cooler was this other display that everyone who saw it, like, stood there and took pictures and video. It's really cool. I don't know if he was selling it, but...
I think it was for sale. You mean we should have bought it?
We should have. Now watch this thing. The finger at the top, the index finger, pushes the plunger down to demonstrate. Yeah. But it was plugged in, and it just kept going, and it was just really cool.
Yeah, it's a Schaefer vac fill. That's what this is. If you look on the, it'd be hard to see on the video here, but it actually says vacuum fill on the clip on this one. So pretty cool display. I don't know where we would put it, but I got to imagine.
I don't know where we'd put half the stuff we have.
That is a problem, isn't it?
It is.
We're really, really neat. You know, that's one of the reasons why you go to shows, is you see stuff that, I mean, even if you can't buy it or you don't have
room
for it
or whatever. Or if it's not for sale.
Yeah, even if it's not for sale.
Sometimes bring stuff to show.
Right, right.
And we had a great time.
Who is it? In Dallas, Mike Walker brings all those Rose Glow and Carmine Balances, and he's got Nozaks and this amazing spread of 2-3 dozen pens, all different, but in the same color. Just really, really impressive.
But they're not for sale. It's just
they're
a
not
show.
For sale.
Because,
yeah.
You know, sometimes you hear about things, but you've never seen one in person. And so there you go.
Yeah. So I've never seen a sign like that. That was pretty cool. So
Aziza thinks that would make a great nightlight.
I think so. I'm gonna email him and see if he'll
bring it to Columbus.
Yeah.
There you go. So
that would make a good night.
It was also good to see Nadia Weekly home from Russia.
Yeah, she was gone for a while.
Missed her at the last couple shows. She's funny. She's very funny. She's got a great sense of humor. Yep. So,
Who else was there? John Veeley was there.
John Veeley, always good to see him. Yep. He made our day. He bought a pencil that actually he paid for the pencil, but he only wanted the crown of it.
Only wanted the crown. So now I'm stuck with the rest of it. Thanks, John.
Yep.
Well, then, you know, I'm digging through, you know, and John being a pencil guy, it always fascinates me because he has these bins of parts.
Yep.
And I wouldn't expect him to have them, I guess. I don't know. But so I'm looking through, and I actually find a pen that I'm interested in that's in his bin. And it's complete. Yes, it has a nib. It has a cap. There's no cracks, nothing. It's a tiny little Edward Todd. And I asked him, I said, well, how much for this one? And he looks at it and goes, oh, my gosh, I didn't know that was there. Thanks.
And he took it back. Wretched man.
So I'm like, okay, that's fine. And let's see, what else happened on Saturday? I did manage to score one pen for myself, sort
did
of.
Did you?
Well, I did.
Huh?
Well, actually, there was, do we mention the, I went over and I essentially bought myself my anniversary present.
Yeah, you did.
That whole interesting
story? That's how we do that. That's how we roll.
Okay,
Brian
so,
went over and...
Yeah, so there was a table of pens, and I'm just, you know, and the cool thing about the Detroit is, the room is small, so you can kind of walk around and, you know, chat with people and keep an eye on your table. So it's really cool. And if you need to, you run back to the table.
If it's not real busy.
Yeah, if it's not real busy. And so at one point, I'm looking over and I see on this table, quite frankly, I can't remember what, I think it was Black Chase Hard Rubber, a Grease Jobber lever filler. And I thought, oh, that's really cool. So I asked the price. It tells me the price. I say, that's great. It's less than I expected it to be. So I gave him the money, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, I'll give this to Lisa, and she can give this to me for anniversary. Well, as I'm paying him, I mean, he's kind of talking with someone else. He sticks another pen in my hand, and he says, here, take a look at this. There's another Grease Jobber. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's like, how much? And he tells me. And I say, okay, let me think about that. Go back to the table, and I tell Lisa, I said, I just bought my anniversary present. Here you go. And I give it to her.
Okay. Said,
and then awesome. there's another one that I'm interested in. It cost X much. And then we got busy like right away for a second there. And she thought.
It was weird because for whatever reason, I thought that it was at John Veeley's table. So I take $100 and I go over and I wad it up. I fold it up and I kind of stick it in his front jeans pocket, and I said, you've got a pen. I said, I'm buying Brian's anniversary present, and he just looks at me and he goes, you're married, I'm married. I guess it's safe if you stick money in my pocket, and, you know, we all had a good laugh. And then he's like, oh, okay, I didn't know I had a pen, and I told him what it was, and so he leaves and goes back to his table, and a little bit later he comes and he brings me a pen.
Well, and see, all along, I had heard you say something about, did you get that from John? And then I started talking with somebody else, and I don't know that I answered you. And so, I mean, I know how you operate. I mean, you moved in on that one quickly. And so I'm watching across the room, and I'm watching John, and he's got his hands on his hips, and he's looking down on his table. And I'm thinking, she thought I meant John.
So John didn't have it. He went over to somebody else's table.
And we're talking about a Grease Jobber. This is another Grease Jobber.
Yeah. Bought a Grease Jobber from somebody else and brought it over to me. And apparently the $100 was less than the asking price, but I guess he took it.
Well, yeah, because I had seen that pen, that particular pen earlier, and I was interested in it, and I totally forgot about it. And so Lisa brings it back to the table, and she kind of like looks at it, and I'm like, oh, where'd you get that? What is that?
Like, oh, that's from John.
You know, I kind of feel bad. I'm like, well, that wasn't the one I was talking about, but that works.
So on Saturday, he went and got it.
Well, no, actually it worked out because I went back Saturday. Yeah, I guess that all transpired on Friday,
yeah.
Didn't it? So Saturday I go, and I decide, you know what? I'm going to get it. The price is right.
Yeah.
We've had a good day. We're going to do okay. So I go up to the table and I ask, and sometimes what happens at shows is because, you know, I mean, with some of this vintage stuff, people just, you know, they have so much stuff they can't possibly remember one thing from the next.
Oh, yeah, the price kept changing.
The price was 2.5 times what it was the day before. And I looked at him and I said, no, I can't do that. So, and I'm thinking, oh, that stinks.
Yeah.
And so later on in the day, he comes by, the guy with the pen comes by, and he says, you know, he goes, you want this? I said, well, yeah. I says, but yesterday it was that. Yesterday it was X, and today it's Y, and I can't do that. And he goes, I tell you what, he says, he looks down at the table, he goes, give me that pen right there, and he points to a Schaefer Taranis that we have on the table, and give me a bottle of ink, and it's yours. And I'm thinking, that's the kind of deal I like. So here it is, yep. After much ado about nothing. This is a very large, number 8 sized Grieshaber lever filler. It's got what is Jim saying? I don't know.
Jim says note to self, wear pants with pockets easily reachable by others.
Stay close
to the Anderson's table. So Lisa can just put money in that pocket.
So it's got two little incised grooves here on the top of the cap. It's got a real nice G on the top of the clip. Modeled hard rubber, very beautiful. Actually, it's more like wood grain. And look at this huge, huge number 8 Grieshaber nib. It's very, it's not flexible at all. It's very manifoldish, but you know, it got a beautiful Grieshaber imprint. And if you've ever seen a Grieshaber, the imprints are very, very nice. They have Grieshaber and script, and it runs up. It's just really a nice pen. There's not a problem wrong with it. And the interesting thing was, is you know how, like, I don't know about you when you bought your Saturn, but like when I bought my Saturn, I became part of the, you know, the Saturn family. I saw Saturns everywhere on the road. Like, I never noticed them before. All of a sudden, they're everywhere. We had a guy come up to the table, and he's showing me some of his pens, and he says, yeah, I was thinking about getting these repaired. Sure enough, he's got a number 8 modeled hard rubber Grieshaber. I haven't seen. And then on our way home, I'm looking on eBay, and sure enough, there's another one. Which, actually, the interesting thing was, is that one ended, what was it, yesterday, 2 days ago? $547.
Yeah, you're not getting that one for your anniversary.
No, well, here's the best part, is that one was in really not great condition. It had a sprung clip. It didn't have this cool part on the cap. So that's my big fun. Oh, you know what? There is another pen. Keep talking.
What else do we got?
I bought one more pen for myself. And people are going to laugh at me for this one.
What'd you buy?
I almost forgot about this. This I bought early on in that lot of, and with all the rest of the stuff. If you look at
No wonder.
Okay, see, here it is. This one's
kind of cool.
This one is cool. Now, I didn't realize till later that the clip is broken off, and that's partly because I think the price sticker was right over the dang the spot where the clip is. Yeah. It is a simple Z clip, but this is a cool pen. You don't see these very often at all. Now, it looks like a lever filler, right? But if you notice one thing about it, and if I hold it up this way, the lever is going the other way. So I'll take the cap off.
Do you have a broken pen?
No. Well, you know.
It's got a nib, right?
That's got a nib. Oh, yeah. Okay, it's got the correct nib even. So let's check this out. So here it is. The nib is up. And this right here is a lever. Now, I haven't had a chance to fix it, but the lever goes the other way.
So it's like reverse.
It's a reverse lever. So what that is when you put this in your pocket, the lever does not catch.
There's no chance of the lever catching
on your pocket and then shooting ink up with a cap. So you're wondering what this is. It's a lined black hard rubber Eisenstadt.
Oh.
These are really, really cool.
Is that like Heisenberg?
Pens. It's sort of like Heisenberg, but not. And I'm not wearing I'm wearing my contacts, so I can't read a dang thing here. St. Louis, Missouri is what these are.
Yeah.
But they have a cool, a very cool logo. It's got a little ruler on it. But if anybody has an Eisenstadt clip, let me know. You know, I'm sure you guys. Yeah, I'm gonna have like 16 emails in my inbox. Hey, I've got 6.
Exactly. So. Yeah, it was a good show. We always have a good time. Usually we spend the night because it's a Friday Saturday show, and so we spend the night. The hotel is pretty cheap. And then we spend Sunday driving home, but we decided that we would leave Saturday night. We got home Sunday morning, and that way, even after sleeping for a couple hours, we'd be home and we could unpack and we'd gain some time.
I'm not certain it was such a great idea, but
yeah, it did seem to take quite a while to get home.
It did.
We pulled in, especially on the heels of Dallas. We were tired.
Yeah, we pulled in at 5 o'clock, I think it was, right?
Yeah.
And that was it. And then we slept till noon again. So I like the sleep. Or no, it was actually wasn't noon. It was.
No, it was about 11. The kids were getting ready to go do their things for the day.
Their Sunday thing. So. Mm-hmm. But crazy, you know. So the traffic on Saturday, we should talk about that. Was it was like floodgates there for a while. I mean, there was a good number of people there.
We had fun with some of the guys from the London Pen Club. Some, and John and Rick, in particular, you guys rock. And a bunch of the other guys. I don't want to, you know, say anybody who was at the show was not fun, but those guys are a trip. They cram as many people as they can into two cars, and they carpool down, and apparently one of the two cars just kind of breezed right through customs or the border patrol, whatever it is there, and they didn't have any problems. The other car was stopped and detained for about 15 minutes, but that car still made it to the show faster. Because that was the thing. Like, they got detained, but we still got here first or whatever. So they had a good time. But we got to see our good friend John Parnell. So big hugs, John.
Yeah, yeah.
That was great.
Good to see him. And at least hear that Doug is...
Doug's Ritchie's, doing well.
He's doing well, and he's doing okay, so...
We love Doug.
Doug's been a friend of yours for a long time, but we've mentioned
15 years.
Yeah. We've mentioned this story before, I think. the first time I met Doug, and Doug is just a super nice guy.
Sweetheart of a guy, yeah. But he's got this dry sense of humor, and he's got one of those believable faces. And those of you who've met me in person, I'm a screamer and a hugger. So I saw Doug and Rick at Columbus one year, and you know, screamed, ran around the table, gave them big hugs, and introduced them to Brian. And has this kind of serious face.
This was right before we were going to get married, right? So this is Columbus.
We were engaged.
We were engaged. We were going to get married in six months. Yeah. And he sticks his hand out. He says, "Hi, I'm Doug. I don't like you."
With this serious face, and Brian's got his hand out going.
Yeah, I'm like, Joe.
What do I say?
I'll fix the pen. What did I do?
Cracking up. It's such a Doug thing.
And he held that face for about 20 seconds before he just kind of smiled and winked and said, you know, it's all right.
So when we saw John... And I don't know that he had met you because he wanted to you know, the three, John and Rick and Doug are very, very dear to me and have known me for a long time and seen me through a lot of things. And so to make sure that I'm happy, they wanted to, you know, check out the new husband. And
there was a lot of that going around.
I got to meet him. And so, of course, John pulls a Doug and says, "I'm John. Doug Ritchie still doesn't like you." So we had a good time.
That was awesome. Yeah.
But so a lot of the Pen Club members from London came down, and so it was nice to see them. And a lot of people came in from the surrounding area, from the Detroit area. And we spent some time with a woman named Linda, who was near the end of Saturday, who was just so excited to be there. And she was finding some things at our table that she used when she was younger. And it was really nice to chat with her.
Yeah, yeah. She had a number of Schaefers, as I recall.
She did. And in fact,
she was a diehard,
long-term
Schaefer fan. And she didn't look at anything but Schaefers.
Yeah. So
that was cool.
It was a good time. It's always a surprise, I think, because it is so short, so small, but the people who go as vendors have interesting, cool stuff, and the attendees who go are there to buy or to learn and, you know, to try things out and to actually inspect it. They're not tire kickers, or they're not, you know, they've done their research.
I kick tires a lot. No one...
I know, but, you know, they know what they're looking for, and, okay, I have on my list, I want to see this, I want to hold this, I want to try this. So they're ready, and you know, even if they don't buy anything, at least they've gotten some hands-on research, which I think is good.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
where else can you do that?
Exactly. So.
Well, anyway, and so what? This weekend we're going to what show?
And the crowd goes silent.
Lisa's looking for the cricket button.
We are going nowhere.
Yay!
We are staying home. So excited. So. Yeah, we're
a little bit late. I'm always a day late in dollars, right?
Yeah. No, we're staying home until the beginning of November, when we go to Columbus for the last show of the year.
Woo! Yeah, when we we'll talk about that a lot. In a few weeks.
Have you received confirmation of our secret surprise?
You know, I haven't. I will get in touch with this person. I'll do the email tomorrow, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be really, really a great guest on the show. A lot of fun. Very well schooled. Very knowledgeable collector. It's going to be a blast. So, somebody. Just before the Columbus show, having a hard time talking.
Yeah.
So, but all right. What else is going on? We got some couple new things on the website. You know, we didn't actually grab any, did we?
No, we didn't.
Item number A.
Just before we left, was it Wednesday or Thursday they arrived?
Wednesday, I think.
I don't know. Right before we left for Detroit, the Field Notes Drink Local limited edition notebooks arrived. And these are cool.
Yeah.
You've got the ale version and the lager version. And I know some people in the chat already have theirs. But I love that the you've got two different sets. And they come with this really nice letterpress coaster, which is cool. And... They're really nice. I like the colors.
They're very fall.
Yep, absolutely. Like fall leaf colors.
Yes. So. Very nice. Very nice. So.
Yeah. So those came in, and I did manage to set aside a couple for us.
Oh, awesome.
Which I don't usually remember to do.
Well, you know, we set them aside, and then all of a sudden, you know, somebody says, hey.
We're down to our last one. Yeah. And somebody.
Do you have one more? Okay, yeah, you can have ours. So we got that. What else did we get? We got some cool stuff in today.
We did. Got a package from Noodlers. Ooh. And we got, I know, got in.
Again, I didn't grab one.
Sorry. Conrad brush pens in black, tortoise, and clear. So we've been out of those for a while.
Black is a new color, is it not?
New color for us, yep. And so those are cool. Probably have to snag one for our daughter, Lindsay. So she's an artist, so she can play with it. Because it'd be wasted in my hands.
Now, those have a flex nib?
Those don't technically have a nib.
I know.
They have little...
Just kidding.
I know. So we got those in. Nice to have those again. And then what else do we get in?
In the repair front, this is very, very cool. Most of you know, if you repair pens, that when you find Parker 51 Aerometrics in the wild, like 9 times out of 10, they're just fine. You flush and fill them, and they're okay. Problem is what happens if the sack is not good? I had one on my desk here, and I can't seem to find it. Where is it? Here it is. Sometimes you get one in, and this one actually came in for repair a few weeks ago. And if you can see this sack, this is the 51 Aerometric sack. Normally these are clear. It's all twisted and it's discolored. Oh, it's really, really nasty. It's you know, obviously the pen didn't write. You couldn't get the sack to fill at all. So to solve that problem, we now have the made to original specifications. I believe these are. They look just like them. They're cut to size. You don't have to cut these. 51 ply glass aerometric sacks. And you just unscrew the sheath around it, glue these on, shellac them on, and you're good to go. You don't have to cut. They're cut to size. So they're really awesome. We have those now.
Yeah, that's
really well. You cool. know, and the nice thing is now you don't have to, and they're relatively inexpensive. You don't have to accept what might be an okay sack. And just one of the 51s that we got in Detroit, I was cleaning it out just the other day, and I thought, man, that sack is really it's kind of hard. And you know, normally you would say, it wasn't crunchy. It was just really tough, really thick, and it took a lot of effort. You know, and you don't have to accept that anymore. Now, I mean, if you have a very inexpensive, for almost no more than the cost of a regular latex sack, you can replace the sack on your 51. So
I'm awesome. Excited about that. Very cool. So, now, is that something that the average person can do?
Oh, yeah. Actually, this is really super easy. I'll show you how easy it is because I happen to have a 51 here. So I've got a really, really pretty, this is a pretty green 51 that I've been working on. And so, you know, you pull off the barrel, and there's the standard 51 housing. This part actually just unscrews. So if I unscrew this, this part comes right off. And there you go. So you can see, now you can see that the breather tube inside, which goes all the way to the back,
right.
you shellac it right on there. It slides back on. You let it dry. I would let it dry first before you do this just to make sure you don't accidentally twist it. And then this just threads back on, and you're all set.
You're done. That's very cool.
It's that easy. It's just, you know, it's actually, I hate to say it, it's easier than replacing a sack and a lever filler because there's no cutting. You just slide it on, boom, you're done. So
very cool.
And what else? Last week we got in the big Esterbrook nib.
We got in that huge case of Esterbrook nibs, and some of the specialty nibs, the 9128s, the 9048s, the 9788s are almost gone. So if you're looking for one, definitely now's the time to get it. Unfortunately, they don't make these anymore, and we never know when we're going to get them. And they sell out usually pretty quickly.
Well, I think was it the 2312s or the 9312, the italics?
Yeah, the 9312.
I think the 9312s are already gone. We have some of the 2312s left, I believe.
But not many.
Not many. You never find them. I mean, they're super, you know, everybody talks about the 9128s and 9788s and 9048s for the flexible nibs, but the italic nibs, you never see them. You never see them, and I don't believe I've ever seen one in an Esterbrook advertisement.
Right.
They're very hard to find.
Uncatalogued.
They're uncatalogued. So if that interests you, and it is a true factory italic.
It's very cool.
Grab them. There's not too many left, so we have that. And actually, the funny thing is we bought this kind of sight unseen, and we knew it came with a case, and I'm thinking, great, that's just what we need is one more sneaking case, because we've been on this like tear of buying cases lately.
Yes.
And it turns out it's a case we don't have.
So we're keeping it.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool case, though. I like it.
It is. It's actually a cool case, and that one you can keep.
So, awesome.
And then, like I said last week as well, we do have some other stuff ordered. Brian won't let me talk about it, and I agree. We shouldn't really, you know, tease you too much with, oh, this is coming, and then it doesn't show up because of shipping or whatever, but we've been doing a lot of reordering.
Website or whatever, you know.
Yeah, But a lot of reordering for everything that we've sold out of between Dallas and Detroit and the web stuff. So including some cool new stuff that'll be coming in soon. So I'm excited.
Something I know about or I need to know about.
The email I sent you today.
Oh, yes.
And then, you know, the new
Which color pilot do I metro. Get?
You can have the pink.
Oh, you're so generous. Oh,
I know. And then the new Pilot Metropolitans, they're not out yet, but I've placed our order for those. Those are going to be fun.
Awesome.
Those are going to be very cool.
Yeah, there's a white tiger. There's a blue one.
Blue.
And we should, are we going to mention the other thing that we have on the site?
Oh, we have a sale. I love sales.
And it doesn't count if you buy it because you already bought it. So.
Oh. All right. I still love sales. Right. We've got Organic Studios inks on sale this week. So if you've been thinking about that, definitely grab a couple bottles.
That includes cool the Pendleton
series. Including the Pendleton series, yep. And I don't think that very many people carry that. So the Purple Illusion, the Red Rubber Ball, the Black Wah, and the Kokomo.
I don't know where he comes up with those names.
Well, Kokomo.
Well, yeah, but Black Wah, what does Black Wah mean?
I'm afraid to ask.
I don't know.
Red Rubber Ball is because it was
Pendleton's quite the character, so I don't know.
And Purple Illusion, he's of that generation, so.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's cool.
All right, so I think that's it for...
I think that's it for new stuff. I mean, we're going to be doing a lot of restocking. I've ordered some diamine inks that we haven't had before, so a couple noodlers that are coming in. So, yeah.
Awesome.
I know. It'll be a surprise for you, too.
You have some shout-outs this week?
We do. Always. I love my shout-outs. A shout-out to Linda F., who was at the... at the Detroit show and really had a good time. And then she emailed us right after and was excited about a Schaefer that she had purchased. And big, big hugs to Mike Kirk. He is the other member of our Appleton Pen Club, which I think we're going to be growing soon. hug to Mike Krutt, who had that awesome display
that
case.
Cool
He's
display,
a trip.
Yeah.
He's one of the repair guys, and he has one of those headgear things that all the guys wear. It's something. Yeah, he's got one of those. That's hot, honey. So those of you who haven't gone to a show, what you got to think of, what you have to picture, is three or four or five different men wearing these. And then if you flip it up, honey... Yeah, there you go. And
actually,
they're all walking around like that.
It kind of looks more like this here. Let me finish the picture here.
Yeah, they all have like 10 pens in their pocket and this headgear that they keep on and they just flip it up.
Like I don't even have enough pens in my pocket yet, but...
But so. Then you look at them and if you look up a little bit, you know, you get this magnify. Yeah,
there we go.
That's how all the people look. It's weird. So.
All right, enough screwing around.
All right, hugs to the Grays.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yep, definitely. Lita and Eric, the Detroit show organizers.
Yeah, keep up the good work. We really appreciate it.
Yeah,
really.
They put on a good show. You know, and they're honest that they don't want the show to. They don't really want to grow the show. It's manageable for them. It's not a lot of work. It's the right size for them. They can handle the traffic. They can handle the vendors. They can handle whatever they need to do without overwhelming themselves or mm-hmm. without involving a whole lot of extra people. And they do it well. Yeah. So who else? The members of the London Pen Club who
Absolutely.
Came to the show. You guys rock. And big, big hugs to John in particular.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then...
Yeah. My favorite guy from... And okay, now this is funny, Jerry, too. I got to mention this. So Jerry's got this pen that I've been looking at for now. I think it's going on 3 years now in about four or five shows. And I'm not going to say what it is because I don't want somebody to buy it. But eventually I'm going to buy it. But he still had it, and it was still the same price. So I'm thinking in Columbus. So he's just going to be my first stop, and I'm going to snag that pen. But, yeah, Jerry. And thanks for the lathe is awesome. So
yeah.
Checks in the mail.
Kent, I mean, there were just a bunch of the Michigan Pen Club members, but they're just all really fun, nice guys.
Yeah, so it was good show. So if you're in the area next year,
definitely stop by.
You need to go. It's a really good time. It's a nice smaller show, and it's fun. So you know, if you're intimidated by the stories that we tell about the large crowds in D.C. and
Columbus, this is the place to start.
This is the place to start. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then big shout outs to everybody in the chat. You guys rock. Ooh. You guys are always fun.
Yep.
And a big shout out to Mom. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. All right. What else? Anything else? Wrap this up.
I think that's it.
Okay.
You should go on to our Facebook page and like us on Facebook, since we will be doing some Facebook-only things soon and putting up some announcements. And be sure you're connected there. And don't forget, if you like this podcast, when you see it on YouTube, like it by clicking the thumbs up. Okay. If you like it, like it. I just like to say that.
I know you do.
I know.
So I think that's it for this week, folks. Comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54912.
Or catch us online.
Email is brian@andersonpens.net.
Or lisa@andersonpens.net.
You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
We're on Facebook. Check out facebook.com/AndersonPens.
The blog is blog.andersonpens.net.
And the website is just plain old AndersonPens.net.
Join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming new products or special sales. Thanks for listening to our podcast, and we will see you next week. Have a good night.
Bye, guys.